for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday show of Terry and Gatch Comedy Show with our wah.
We got our wah pedals out tonight.
That's right.
Wah.
That's all we can say is wah.
Wah.
Little power thrash metal going in the background. Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne shared the stage with them last Friday and figured I'd share a little bit with you guys so you can know what they sound like. They remind me of Maiden, a little Priest, with a little bit of just themselves in there, Splintered Throne. So check them out, ReverbNation/Splintered Throne. And watch for them. They'll be playing out at Guitars Under the Stars with Floater and Ed to Shred and a bunch of other bands coming up in August.
That sounds painful.
Ed to Shred?
No, Splintered Throne.
Oh, yeah, sitting on that thing will rip your ass up.
Yep.
It'll rip your ass apart. But anyway, welcome to Friday's show, you guys.
But it also makes me, for a moment, think of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Splinter.
Okay. Yeah, it's Splinter's throne.
Yep.
Where does
Did he have a throne?
No. Well, maybe in his lair.
Might have.
I don't recall ever seeing it, but I didn't watch a ton of... Did you ever watch, did they have the new reboot movie of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles yet? I heard talks of it like a year ago.
I thought they did one a few years ago.
Seems like it would have happened by now from when what I was talking about.
It's tough. Stuff that just happened turns out to be 5 years now for me.
You're like, dude, what just happened?
I know. It's like, I look, it just happened, 2009.
Yeah, what just happened?
Yep.
2000s? It's 2015, and the last time you checked
might
it
as well be. I should start just saying 2016 so I can get a head start on it.
That's right, and then by the time it comes 2016, you can start trying to say 2017.
Mm-hmm.
God, are we even going to still be here with this global warming? No, it's been nice lately. I like the sunshine and the semi-mild temperatures. It's been
warm in your globe?
Dude, I've been, check this out. Four days in a row now.
Four?
4 days, pre-10 a.m. bike ride for Terry.
Wow.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with that? I used to not get up till like 12 and stay up till like 3. But lately, I've adjusted my schedule by about... I think it was ever since the day my wife got surgery, we had to get up at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't stay up past midnight that night for some weird reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since then... And the mother-in-law's been staying on the couch once in a while, so... I'm more on a semi-reg. I go to bed at midnight now and get up at like 9.
So you miss that midnight?
No, it comes on at 9 in my area. I get the East Coast feed on.
What?
Speaking of that.
Wait a minute. So wait. That show isn't live at midnight?
I don't believe so.
Well, it couldn't be if you're watching at 9. Unless you're watching yesterday's episode.
No, at 9 here is 11 in New York.
Yeah.
But here's what I was going to... Oh, sorry. Shit. What was that? I did
go
that.
Go ahead.
What the fuck's going on? Oh, sorry. Fucking my dish is a piece of shit. My uh-huh. receiver for my dish network.
Huh?
What?
Use a bowl.
You get shit in your dish. No, but it'll be like... It'll just shut off. And then it'll say starting up. And then it'll start up for like the Rolling Stones. Stop me up, starting up and never stop. Bullshit,
then it doesn't stop.
No, and then it starts up, and then it says, acquiring signal, loading fucking page guide, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It should take no longer than 5 minutes. Meanwhile, I had a fucking show recording.
Which one?
anyone that happened to be recording, Marin,
Red Shoe Diaries?
Fucking no. You know the shows I watch, the ones I watch each week. It's like Marin, Louie, Pete Holmes Show, At Midnight, fucking whatever. And it's just, so then you've got like...
I don't know if you watch like your secret
Fargo,
ones like Sex and the City and...
No, my secret ones are Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Dude, they got commercials...
It's back to repeats again.
...about his facial features now.
Steve
Ever
Harvey
since we
face.
Were talking about Steve Harvey
face. I know, everybody
now
steals
that,
our
now
shit.
It's like, they hit the stare.
Once you get past 300 episodes on your podcast, it's common for people to steal phrases from you.
I think so.
We only have 40, 50, 100 listens per episode, somewhere around there, probably on an average. Mm-hmm. But it's enough that people will steal.
Sorry, I interrupted your story again.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
what was my story?
You're telling
my dish is fucked up.
Yeah.
So that's all. I fucking called, and then I don't know what to do, man. My wife's trying to get me to get a hopper. I keep thinking she's making...
Get the hopper.
I think she's making jokes about my leg and shit.
Uh-huh.
I said, why do you keep saying hopper? What is that fucking funny?
What is that? Is that a Comcast thing?
No, it's a Dish Network thing.
Oh.
And it's a hopper where you can record 6 shows at once.
Oh, is that the thing where the...
Show's a fucking kangaroo. Real funny. Hopper. Hop
in. Is that
in.
The one where the one guy's going to... Beat the guy with the over the head with the baseball bat because they can't decide
watch the
on what
same show,
kind
yeah.
of pizza they want. He's like, what do we get on it? And he's going to hit him in the head again.
I thought there might have been a commercial about it, not about pizza, but maybe. I thought it was trying to decide what show they're going to watch in all different rooms.
Yeah, it. Yeah, and but they settled that because they can record all 6, so he wasn't going to hit him in the head.
Oh, okay.
And then
they're
like,
watch a
let's
lot of commercials.
Get a pizza, too.
What
and
kind?
They said, what do you want to get on it? And the guy's like, I don't know. And so he pulls the bat back up like he's going to hit him
okay.
in the head.
Okay, that's probably what it is.
Do you think Stephen Colbert, which is his birth name?
Yeah.
You know, his dad always
his
wanted...
His birth name?
His dad always wanted to change it.
To what? To
Colbert.
Why? Because his other is French?
Mm-hmm. No, I just thought it sounded cooler.
Okay.
But, is that a type of show that you would watch on Netflix?
No,
like,
because...
Let's say I'm going to watch Colbert from season 1.
I guess so as much as The Daily Show, because it's like a satirical thing that's very time sensitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think so. Probably not, but maybe.
But once he retires the character, I mean, there should be some place that you can go to.
Sure.
Like, get your fix of
they just did. They just uploaded the last 18 seasons of CNN Live.
What?
On Netflix.
That's fucking weird. The Dow is falling. The Dow is falling.
So people could come to your house and they say, massive tornado rips through fucking village and mm-hmm. whatever. And they're like, oh my God. No, this was from season 1.
Yep.
1982. CNN. Sports Center. Fox Sports Center season 1.
They should have ads on Netflix, like
no, dude, shush.
No, not like ads in the thing, but I'm like, you could watch like 80s serial ads.
Okay.
You know, on might, demand. And might. I'm not saying like put it in the programming.
Right. For novelty purposes.
Something else.
You know what else pisses me off now for some reason in my Wii, which is how I watch my
Wii.
Netflix through my TV mm-hmm. in the living room. Every time I shut off the power to my Wii and then come back later and turn on the power and go to Netflix, it makes me log in. It used to always just stay logged in.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? Do I got to go to Netflix on my computer to make sure it stays logged in on my Wii or what?
Did you check the box that says, keep me logged in on this device?
There was no box that
maybe
said
maybe somebody's
that.
Logging you out.
Nah. I was the only one. I shut it off. Nope. Nope.
Hmm.
But I did deactivate all devices because I had some fucking trolls in my house that were using my mm-hmm. thing, and I get the cheapest one. I get the cheapest one where you can only watch on 2 devices at a time.
Yeah, they already started that device, price by device.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest one is 2 devices. I guess you can get 1 device for...
Now, if you skip a month, you're going to have to pay $2 more a month.
I'm going to skip a month.
Because...
Orange is the New Black is out now.
I know, the new season.
Did you watch it?
Not yet. I've been finishing up Hizzle.
House of Kizzles?
No, Hizzle.
Oh, House. Hizzle. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant Hizzle of Kizzles.
Yep, Omar Epps now is boss.
Did you know that House of Cards was a $110 million Netflix deal?
Hmm. Did you know it was a BBC show?
Did you know that it was kind of a failure?
Yeah, it was all right.
A lot of people watched it, but not as many as they wanted.
Memorable for me.
Memorable?
Yeah, because I don't remember much about it.
Yeah, me neither, because I never finished watching it because it didn't catch my fucking eye. Oh my God, what's happening right now?
Bob and Tom.
Oh, someone asked me, who? Oh, Jason Lay. Hadn't seen him for a while, and then he's talking about something, and he told me, hey, your podcast is good. I've been listening to it. It really helped me get through my workday sometimes, because you can only listen to so much music, and it's kind of nice to break it up with some podcasts. And then he goes, you ever heard that one thing from Bob and Tom? And I was like, I don't really listen to Bob and Tom. He's like, yeah, but when there's nothing else on the radio, he's like, eh, well, I listen to your guys' podcast, because we don't go, hey, 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 chick, hey, hey, other chick that has a name. We need a chick, McGee. Mm-hmm. We get a chick, yeah. McGee.
Next time you're talking about something and you need something to talk about, give Bonnie Raitt a call.
Let's give them something to talk about. Yeah, I said, hey, could you give us something to talk about? And they're like, why don't you talk about Bonnie Raitt on your podcast?
That song was that song was about Ellen and Melissa Etheridge.
How do you know?
I just know.
You know how many songs there are that are like about famous people that people wonder?
You know what song isn't about famous people anymore?
What?
That song about Dave Coutier.
He's pissed.
He is pissed.
He doesn't want to be that asshole.
I know.
Because that guy's a bad guy. And he actually asked Alanis in 95 when the song came out. Come on, people are asking me about this. You ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it about me or not? And she said it could be about you or a bunch of other people, right? Which yep. I didn't know if that was sarcasm, meaning I'm a slut, right? It could be about anybody. Of course it's about you and your fucking kid voice, fucking fake comic puppet show piece of shit gay uncle. Was his name Joey? Hey, was it Joey? Uncle Joey?
What up, dude?
We just had a guest appearance in the studio by Arnold Schwarzenegger. He had one thing to say. I'll be back.
Yep. And Dave Coutier, though.
Is there a T in there?
Yeah.
It's Coutier. There's an L. It's only
okay.
Coutier.
So he's got Coutiers.
It's Coutier.
Yeah, you can.
It looks like cooler.
Coulier. Yeah, Coulier. But think it's time for Tom Bergeron to say, hey,
no.
You can come back and co-host the show.
Was he on the show?
Dude, he co-hosted it with that chick after Saget for longer than Saget did.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Saget's got his pies and everything that's big.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
He was on the How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And then that's still going on.
And then he's got that new comedy special called How I Fucked Your Grandma.
Yep, and Full House. I mean, for some reason that's a huge hit and he doesn't even know why.
Dude, teenagers today are watching it like it's a new show.
Yeah, but America's Funniest Home Videos he pretty much helped create, didn't he?
Yeah, and it's because, well, I don't know about that, but it's because, maybe.
The first toast.
But it's because of stuff like Netflix that all these kids have access, and, well, I guess Nick at Night plays Full House, like, nonstop.
Every night. I don't know their theme song.
That was close.
There was
hey, did you see that post I gave you about Rube McClanahan died?
Yeah, I saw that.
4 years ago.
Yep. I'm more interested in B.
Now, I'll be honest here.
All right.
The page
you,
called...
You're going to get all Lincoln on me?
Yep, Honest Abe. Eugene Comedy Scene has a page on Facebook, and they posted, oh, rest in peace, funny lady.
Uh-huh.
And me being the stoner that I am, I forget who died and who didn't.
Uh-huh.
You're like, did Meatloaf die? No.
Oh, you thought she just died?
I didn't read the story.
Uh-huh.
And I know how your love of the Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, hey, Gatch. Or I just said, oh, no. And I posted it on your page. And then Seth Milstein comes along and says, didn't that happen like years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all, yeah, but here's the cover of my ass. Yeah, but Gatch always forgets. And so then once the death anniversary rolls around, I wait about a week, and then I just like gently remind him so he doesn't get too upset when he finds out that Rue McClanahan is dead.
I know. She is still dead, but her hair keeps on growing.
Dude, and even prior to 2010, she was dead to me.
Isn't that true?
What?
Her hair is still growing?
You got me.
Doesn't your hair grow after you die?
Maybe. I've heard that, but I've never checked any bodies. I don't know if it's true. It could be an old wives' tale.
Why would wives be telling tales about
the
dead?
Heard that the wives' tales keep growing, too, after they die. Have you ever seen an old wives, a dead old wives' tale? It just keeps growing. Have you ever seen the size of a fat man's belly button?
Then they make a face out of it, and they win money on America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, you can stash large amounts of drugs in it.
You probably could, but wouldn't they check you these days? Because freedom ain't free.
So, yep, don't say probably, and say fuck yes, they'll check you, because a North Carolina man is facing multiple heroin trafficking charges after he was allegedly caught with numerous bags of heroin crammed in his belly button.
Cram it in your belly button.
Butt.
Oh, your butt?
No.
He had belly butt.
40 bags of heroin in his navel.
Well, how much are you talking, like?
$6,800 worth of heroin in his fucking belly button.
Yeah, but were these, like, dime bags, or were they, like?
And it doesn't say where, but it said that he also had crack and Percocet pills lodged in himself. Maybe that was in his butt.
You know what I'm going to say, though, is that this is the reason why you shouldn't buy drugs from strangers.
Because you never know where they trafficked it in from.
Yeah, you could be popping that pill and it could be all like belly buttoned.
It came out
and
of
you're
a,
just like, ooh, this kind of tastes it different. Came, it must be good.
It came out of a really fat black man from North Carolina's navel. His name was Randall Streeter.
How do you know he's black?
Because it said. No, because I'm racist. I am racist. because he was from North Carolina and his name was Randall. No.
You know,
he had a passenger named Marshall Wayne Wilson who had 340 bags of heroin with him. Huh. But I think those were just in his pockets or a bag.
If that guy was Asian, it would make for a good movie with Jackie Chan and Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. But Martin Lawrence wearing a fat suit.
What if you could get Jackie Chan and Martin Lawrence? Didn't they do a movie together?
No, Chris Tucker.
Okay, no, with Jackie Chan and Martin Lawrence and Owen Wilson in a movie.
Oh, no.
And what would they be doing? They would be going to get a diamond. Remember, saving a diamond.
The first thing they'd be doing is talking like this with a really plugged up nose because it's smashed flat, if you know what I mean. My brother doesn't quite talk like me, but he likes to try. Now, if you guys can understand me because my nose is so plugged up, why doesn't he just get a nose job, dude? You know why?
Same reason why Lemmy doesn't get his mole removed.
You know, it has to do with his name and the reason why his nose is like that, because he got hit in the face.
With a volleyball.
Yep, and now he's Owen Wilson.
I know.
He owes him a lot.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Wilson, he wouldn't have his trademark name. So he's just like, I'll just name myself Owen Wilson because I'm owing you guys everything. My whole career is owed to you.
Yep.
Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson.
If your name is Wilson, is Castaway your least favorite movie?
No. He played the volleyball in that movie.
I know, but everybody from then on, probably every time they call you, they probably go, Wilson.
Yeah.
Just like back in, either it wasn't any coincidence that the name Wilbur went down in popularity after Mr. Ed went on, because so many people, every time they were named Wilbur, people wouldn't call them Wilbur. They'd call them Wilbur.
Exactly.
You know? And nobody wanted to be named Wilbur after that.
Except for the pig from Charlotte's Web. Wilbur! So remember on Wednesday I was talking about throwing cat litter on people?
Throwing cat litter on church people.
Yeah, there was a bunch of runners raising money for cancer. And this woman was pissed about it because they were making too much noise, and she got woke up, so she was throwing frozen chicken breasts and cat litter on people.
That's just wasteful of some good barbecue and stuff.
She's throwing and a bag of trash on the people who were participating in the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure last Sunday morning. She also threw an unidentified green superfood drink that hit a man who was in his 60s. A 13-year-old girl was struck by the frozen piece of chicken, and it left a welt. She apologized, saying she'd worked a long shift and she was angry that the runners had woken her up from her slumber. She is booked for assault and a misdemeanor trespassing warrant.
I find many things odd about this case. One,
okay, let's dissect it.
One, that she wasted chicken breasts. That ain't cool.
And 5 to 10 pounds of kitty litter.
One, a lady that is health conscious enough to buy one of those green drinks is violent enough to throw it at somebody.
On a 60-year-old man.
Yep.
She thought he needed a drink healthy. Drink this fucking kale fucking smoothie, you piece of shit.
She's throwing trash out, which is probably in front of her house, so she's going to have to clean it up afterwards anyway.
Well, yeah,
right?
But she was throwing it from her fifth floor apartment.
Oh.
It's a long ways down. It's like a Letterman skit. You know, it's like, watch this kale smoothie. Whoosh, who's it going to hit? 60-year-old dude. Sorry, bro. I was just shooting for the runners of the breast cancer bitches. Why don't you take your titties and fucking, here's some cat litter.
The cat litter thing is actually better than rice for a wedding, right?
So I don't know, but if you throw a kale smoothie down and get enough people and then you throw the cat litter, it'll stick to them. It's kind of a tar and feather type of deal. Like, I'm tarred and feather with a kale smoothie and cat litter. God damn it. She threw a trash bag, too, and some empty cans. She's in jail. Fucking Seattle. That's what you get when you raise the fucking minimum wage.
At least they weren't running through Pike Street. They would have got hit by fish.
Yeah, just throwing fish at them. Hey, I was just trying to throw it to my buddy because they liked us to fucking throw the fish to each other. But I had someone actually ask the dude, will you throw the fish? And they're like, oh, we're going to be throwing the fish in about 40 minutes. It's like, oh, we can kill 40 minutes at Pike Street Market anytime. And then they're throwing fish.
You go watch that one-man band guy on the down the road.
Who? That one guy?
Yeah. He plays one man band. He's got like 20 instruments.
I don't know that guy.
Oh, maybe he's not always there.
We had a guy draw our caricature last time we were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It cost $20 and he did it with a Sharpie. Took him about 10 minutes maybe at the most. It's pretty good. I wish I could do that.
You can just grab a Sharpie. It doesn't have to look like them. That's just your style.
No, I want to be able to draw something and look at it and go, that looks like exactly what I drew.
Well, you draw enough of them and it will.
Dude, that's not true. You ever heard of Ginger Baker?
Mm-hmm.
He's a dick.
All right.
What does that have
is
to
that related?
Right? Yeah, it all is right. Because he says that you don't need to practice anything.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is a coincidental thing. I was talking to my friend, your friend and mine, Pat Wambacher, at a recent barbecue outing, and I mentioned the fact that Ginger Baker said that the guy asked him, do you practice a lot? You must practice a lot. You're so good. This guy was like, oh, number one fan. I'm interviewing my fucking favorite drummer. Oh, Ginger Baker, you must practice so much because you're so good. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't practice, mate. He goes, I haven't practiced since I joined Cream back in 68. He's like, we just play gigs. We don't practice. He's like, and in my opinion, there's no reason to practice. If you can't play something without having to practice it over and over again, then you shouldn't be playing it. Not so much. But I do agree that it's kind of born into you. Like, some people can pick up drumsticks and never have even played a drum set, and they go, how do you do it? And then they're just doing it. And you're like, for example, Dana's son, Mike, he never had a drum set in his house. He never even touched a drum set until he was like 16. And like a year later, he could play death metal drums, which is not normal. But Ginger Baker, I told Pat this because we're talking about Mike playing Pat's parts on the drums, which is very difficult, but he's doing very well. And then I said, Ginger Baker said, you don't need to practice. He goes, Ginger Baker's a dick. And I said, I know. I read this article. And he was just, another question, the guy said, what was it like when you got together with Cream in 2005 for the reunion? He's like, what was it like? He's like, it was like me fucking playing the drums with my mates. I hate that question. I hate when people ask, what was it like when you played your gig at the Royal Albert Hall? It was like fucking playing a gig. What the fuck do you think it was like? It was like me playing the drums, mate. And so Pat watched, I think, a Netflix The Amazing Mr. Baker or something stupid. It's a documentary about his life.
Uh-huh.
He's like, he attacked the camera guy at one point. Mm-hmm. He's a total asshole.
Mm.
And he's like, I'm not getting any younger, mate. I don't do this for fun. I need to make money. He's like complaining about playing. I don't know if he is even how he talks. He's from England, not from New Zealand. But yeah, anybody check it out. Ginger Baker's a dick.
He's from Baker Street.
You know, I wonder if his kids, you know, you come out, you got red hair. They can mm-hmm. tell. But gingers were things. Redheads were gingers in 1940-something. I'm just wondering. I thought that was like, you know, fairly, at least within 30 years, new of people being derogatory, calling them a ginger mm-hmm. because they're a redhead.
When is that his real name?
That's his real name. And it was his name even in 1950 when he started playing music.
The same thing with Jack Bruce, though.
Rusty?
Because you got Bruce in Australia.
Bruce! Yeah. Don't bring me down, Jack Bruce.
Yep.
They tried to get him to play for ELO.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Jack Bruce! Your bass solo.
And then you got the Monty Python, the Four Bruces. That skit.
The Four Bruces?
The Four Bruces. They're for Australian guys.
And they're all named Bruce.
Fosters.
It's Australian for beer. And that was in stereo. Now yep. I've turned into John Lennon. John Lennon always talks like he's got a little bit of a stuffy nose. And then there's Paul McCartney. Who did we meet the other day? He was fake someone else. Oh, we were watching a video of Void back in the day, and Hans, he called him Fall Hans.
Fonz.
That's right. Fonz Jochumsen.
Fonzie.
Because he was like the fake Hans. Because he looked like...
And he went
He had these huge sideburns that were like basically a beard, but they were just the sideburns. But
were they
huge.
Starburns?
They were starburns. And he said he looks like Paul McCartney. I said he kind of looks like Fall. He's like, oh, he's Fonz. Fonz Jochumsen. I go, that's the fake Hans right before he quit the band. Back in 1994, he's Fonz McCartney. Fucking Fonzie McCartney.
Starburns was a character on Community, too.
Starburns?
What the fuck?
Is that a coffee shop?
No, he had sideburns, and then at the end right here, they
like
were shaped like big old stars.
That reminds me of Jackson Galaxy.
It was a little
new
bit, yeah.
Season of My Cat from Hell is out right
wow.
now. Have you seen any of the new episodes? It's been two so far. I watched one, missed the other one. They got these things that come up on the screen
cats.
That takes like up a third of the screen that says, it shows his dumb face and he says, oh, here's some cat facts about stuff. You know what happens when a cat fucking jacks off? Well, whatever. That wasn't one of them, but that was just...
Oh, now you got me all curious.
Well, you can check and go to... just go to YouTube. There's plenty of fucking cat masturbating videos.
Right.
I learned that from Westy Weaver. She's like, my cat looks at me so weird while it's masturbating, and it does it a lot. What should I... And I was like, that's funny, but it's not true. And she's like, it's totally true. Link. Boom. Like, if someone tells you something over the phone back in the day, you couldn't really have any way to fucking prove yourself. But now it's like, Facebook message, you're like, look at this.
That's why Ripley's Believe It or Not doesn't work anymore.
Why?
Because it...
If it was true, you'd see it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're showing you video of it.
Yeah. I'm Dean Cain. Believe it or not, I was Superman. I'd never fucked Lois. Believe it or slurp it.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, who played Lois Lane in...
Terry Hatcher.
Really?
When Dean Cain.
Yeah, what was that show called, though? It was called Dean and Lois?
Lewis and Clark.
Oh, that's right. It was about It was about the Oregon Trail. And how Superman found his way from fucking
Lois
Kryptonite.
And Lane. Lois and Lane. That's what it was. A new crime drama, Lois and Lane.
Featuring Dean Cain
yep.
as Lois.
That would be good. It's going to be similar to Cagney and Lacey.
Dude, that needs to be rebooted big time. If Cagney
all
you and
do
Lacey...
is watch that one show. It's already rebooted.
Now, come on. Those guys... Lacey was the dykiest of the two. Cagney was the blonde. Lacey was the less lesbian. Mm-hmm. But no, who would play them today in a reboot? Say they made a movie like they did Starsky and Hutch. It would be Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson playing girls.
I don't know. Wait, what about
let's think of the ladies who would play it would be like Kathy Bates. Mm-hmm. No. Who's the
Jack Black and Jake and the Fat Man reboot?
Jack and the Fat Man. No, it'd have to be of the ladies who play Cagney and Lacey. A blonde short haired chick that's relevant today. Well, she wouldn't have to be short. She could cut her hair. It'd be like
Lisa Lampanelli.
It'd be Amy Schumer.
And Lisa Lampanelli.
And Lisa Lampanelli. Cagney and Lampanelli.
No, one of them, Cagney, was that the blonde one? She was on Burn Notice. She
recently?
She played the dude's mom. She was in a lot of episodes.
I seen her as a mom in something else, too. She's old and kind of fat now. But I guess that's what happens to us all.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I got a story
about
that.
Yeah, she was on a lot of the episodes.
Okay. Now, you, yourself, and myself, we both look...
And Irene.
Except for, you know, your beard and your long hair, we look fairly similar to what we looked like 20 years ago as far as our body makeup. Like, what I'm trying to say is I got a lot of friends from back in the day that look way different bodily. I'm not trying to be mean, but some people have gained some weight in some places where other people haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking across the street from the jam room to the gas station yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this guy leaning on his truck, and he's pretty
on a truck.
Pretty fucking fat. And he had some sunglasses on, so I couldn't really see his whole face.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept, like, looking away. He was standing there waiting for the attendant to come and help him. And
waiting for a train.
Walking towards him, and he's kind of looking away, and then he looked at me, and then he looked
look
he kept,
away.
Kept looking at me like he knew me, like he was waiting for me to say hi.
Looking at me like he knew me.
Now, if he sees me, I look the exact same, except for some gray hairs. Mm-hmm. But as far as what I look like and the way that I walk, if you know what I mean, he knows me. He wasn't going to say nothing. So when I finally got close enough to him to realize who it was, I said, "Hey, Craig, what's up?" And he's like, "Hey, not much, blah, blah, blah. I'll talk to you now because you said something to me. But I could barely recognize you, but you obviously know who I am because I'm right across from my house and I look like myself and I'm walking like a guy with one leg."
Uh-huh.
This was Fat Nuts from back in the day of the Void days where we said that this guy used to, at a party in Brownsville, Void played, and he said, "You guys don't play music. You just try to play as fast as you can. And the only kind of music is blues. And I'm going to play some blue scales with my red shirt and my fat nuts." And that's what we used to call him, the dude with the red shirt and the fat nuts. And the fat nuts. I think Pat used to quote that sometimes. Old fucking Fat Nuts with the blue scales and the red shirt. I'm just saying. If you recognize me, don't wait for me to fucking be Mr. fucking Sherlock Holmes. Oh, let's see. If you add 50 pounds and put some sunglasses on him, that could be Craig Lunsford. No, I don't know, dude. Come on. I know
maybe he's embarrassed.
Because he's so fat? He was just waiting for me to slink by him and go, "Man, I wonder if that was a fat Craig Lunsford or if that was just Craig Lunsford." Or some dude looked like him.
Maybe he's just his crazy old uncle.
Crazy uncle kind of rhymes with Craig Lunsford.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy uncle.
Uncleford.
I'll be saying, "Hey, Craig uncle."
Uncleford.
It's like, "I'm not my uncle."
Uncleford Whimsical.
"What do you mean I'm my uncle? Are you trying to say I had sex with my sister's boyfriend?" What? An uncle. Uncle Craig. You're lucky you're not black, Craig, because a lot of black people are named Craig. Especially the Cray Cray.
Cray Cray.
Do you like that phrase, or do you hate it?
Cray Cray? I've never heard of it.
Good. I think I'm glad that I can help you understand what younger folks try to...
Well, I don't know what that means.
Crazy.
Cray Cray?
Fuck yeah. Totes. Mm. You know totes? Without my goats.
Yeah.
Totes means totally. Adorbs, that means something's really cute. This I got from a fact. I think it was a list of phrases that you should never be caught dead using if you're over 30.
I would probably agree.
Like amazeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just... I put balls wherever ing goes. So like, yeah, it was fuck balls this chick. I was fuck balls in her right in the ass.
Fuck balls, McGee.
Amazeballs. Dude, it was amazeballs. It was awesome sauce. What is awesome sauce? Is that something you dip your fucking rad stick in?
What about like L balls, Inger cheese?
Yeah. Oh, well, teabag me and call me a fucking beer. What? So don't beer. Say totes. Don't say adorbs. Because that's not even cute.
That isn't. Did you hear that Hershey's is suing pot candy makers because their logos look like theirs?
Are we talking Chiba Chews?
No, I'm talking about like the ones that look like Reese's.
Pot candies, though?
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about. You got, they're like in a package that says like Reefers.
Oh, I didn't know that they were doing spin-offs.
They look like candies.
Okay, cool. And they're Wheaties? That'd be funny to have breakfast.
No, but they're being sued.
I know, but they have weed in them.
Yeah, weed.
Yeah. I want to have a breakfast cereal that's called Wheaties.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they do.
It's THC-infused breakfast cereal.
And they had Weed Musketeers.
Whoa.
No, but their logos look very similar. But, you know, you've seen, like, shirts and stuff with... Like,
sure.
But, yeah. But do you think that is that just protected under the right to parody and satire?
Ben and Jerry's tried to sue when they did those porn parodies.
Glenn and Harry.
Glenn
Gary Ross.
No, it was... I can't remember what it was. That was like Ben and... Or, God, I can't remember what it was. Something and Harry. And then they were like Harry Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of the things, and like, so they would just do plays on the Ben and Jerry's flavors and make it into a porn name. But then, like, the intro or the box, if you bought it on a, who buys fucking porn DVDs anymore? That's the burning question of 2014. Why would anyone, where, what, why, when would you have a chance to put a DVD in? I guess there's a lot of single males that don't answer the door sometimes. You put a DVD in and watch porn on your 45-inch TV? That's fucking weird to me.
That would be weird.
A friend of mine, Randy Mendez,
especially
from Portland
if you're
now,
like standing right up to it.
He's like, there's no denying what you're fucking doing when you're watching people fucking on a 45-inch screen in your living room. And you're wondering, can people see through my shades right now? Because that's kind of weird. He goes, but when you're watching on your phone, it's cool because it's like a little secret. And only you can see it. And you can push the back button at any time. Or even on your computer, you can have it open in a little window. Because it's secret. Because it's something that you shouldn't be watching on a fucking... Oh, we're going to the drive-in tonight. What's playing? Oh, Backdoor Sluts 9 for a reboot. They got all the good porn stars. Jenna Jameson is rounding
up. If you watch it on your big screen TV, though, you can lick along with the action.
Lick along a puss.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be weird if those movies weren't like ever frowned upon? Like if sexuality was just like a thing, you know, like monkeys? They just fuck. Monkeys will fuck it.
If you grew up watching that instead of the news at 5 o'clock during dinner?
Or if just regular movies weren't rated by the Motion Picture Association and Backdoor Sluts 9 was playing at the Midway Drive-In in 1975 and you just happened to be coming back from dinner with your parents and you're driving past the drive-in and you're like, what's that? What is that guy doing? Oh, he's just fucking that bitch up the ass. It's no big deal. They're not doing it for love. They're just doing it to feel good. It's a movie. It's a feel-good movie of the summer. Instead, they have to say that sexuality is bad. Like, monkeys fuck each other around. They all hang out in a commune. They live in a fence area. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I'm fucking this person. And then they'll hop over. Fuck
but
this
they
guy.
Don't give them any private quarters to go to, though, do they?
I don't know, but they don't have no qualms about it. They would. They. I don't
That's
think they.
They don't. They never built a house. If they built a house, they'd probably go in there.
Probably
and
true.
Then they'd probably smack each other around.
And
a
I
lot
used
more.
To think that you know dogs were assholes because sometimes they'll just like you're trying to be playful with them and they'll whip their dick out. But that's just kind of like us getting a boner. But they don't wear no pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been sitting in school or even in my living room, and all of a sudden, I've got a boner. Why do you have a boner? I don't know. I was just watching Carrot Top. It has nothing to do with the fact that I was watching Carrot Top. I just accidentally got a boner. But you can't just pull it out. Like, if your friend starts tickling you because he's... why would your friend tickle you? I don't know. Kids tickle each other sometimes. Could you imagine... Could you tickle your friend and you just pull your dick out? It was accident. I got a boner. I just wanted to get it out.
I might get him to stop tickling you.
Yeah, stop tickling me. I'm going to come on you. Oh.
What if Carrot Top played the part of Andy in Shawshank Redemption?
Okay.
How would that movie have been different?
Well, Andy Dufresne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, well, I don't know.
And instead of like digging out, he just did prop comedy for all the prisoners.
Here's what I would think he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of concentrating on having such a good fucking library,
mm-hmm.
he would probably just be like working the system to get more props for the. He's like, look at this. It's a fucking pillow with William Shatner's head on it. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm sleeping on Star Trek. Oh, that's stupid. Here's another one. Oh, what's this? This is a big playing card because it's the King of Hearts. What's that mean? I don't know. Some of this shit doesn't even. He'll just like go through. I was watching.
Dude, he's got a warehouses full of props that he just goes through.
I know. And he's got like four stage fucking trunks mm-hmm. that are just full of stuff. He'll go through like 60 to 100 props per minute.
Yeah,
he's just pulling them out, and he's like, oh, look at this. It's fucking Marilyn Manson on crack. Psh. Oh, look at this. This is the watch from Flavor Flav, but he wears it around his neck. He's just like all... I don't even see how he has a Vegas show pretty, every night.
You know, I mean, improvisationalistically, you know, you just throw a bunch of stuff in four different trunks, and you just walk to one until you come up with something. It could be current. It couldn't be not current. And you just go, there's a joke there.
And a lot of the shit he thinks about, and he has people construct it for. He's got a little team of people who make mm-hmm. props for him, you know, say, oh, I want, like, a picture of Roseanne's head.
Now,
like on a
are these elves?
Maybe. I think they're the same
Carrot
ones
Carrot Top Santa Claus?
I think they're the same ones that paint on his eyebrows. Because I don't think that those are real. And I think that he's had a little bit too much Botox. I know he's been doing it for a long time. I still believe, like we talked about before, that him and Sandra Bernhardt are the same person. Because I've never seen him on a comedy tour together. And the closer you look, the more you'll see. She's got a carrot top in her P-U-S-S-wee.
Gina Gershon?
No, Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh.
She is carrot top.
Aren't they the same people?
No, Gina Gershon, she fucked Marc Maron in season two.
That's right.
Just to get her son on his podcast.
Yep.
Hey, I watched one. I didn't get to finish it because my fucking dish fucking shut off and I missed part of it. But Boomer Lives, his cat ran away. He's trying to find his cat based on a true
Where's
story.
Where's it at?
It ran away and he was hanging flyers around town. And
sometimes they'll come back the very next day.
Sometimes they don't come back for 2 weeks. Sometimes they don't come back at all. Sometimes they get eaten by a coyote.
Sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes you feel like a cat. Sometimes you don't come back.
What would you think if Fred Gwynn did a hologram tour?
Fred Gwai.
Fred Gwynn.
Gwai.
Christine was on the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's, it's kind of corny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, all of the old Stephen King movies seem kind of corny.
It's always darkly filmed.
Children of the Corn is one of the least corny ones, and it's got corn in the title.
Yeah. Maximum that one's just Overdrive, creepy.
It is creepy. It's kind of almost like a touch of Lord of the Flies, where, you know, the kids take sides and they
mm-hmm.
take over.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, it's so common that you could enter a cornfield and not know what's going on. After watching that movie, I was scared to go into the corn rows in our garden, and it was only 3 rows deep.
Damn, dude. Wow. Ever since I was a kid playing at my friend's house down the street and found a bunch, like a pot plant between every corn stalk.
Mm-hmm.
I was
then you were always
I
going
liked
into
playing
every
in the corn.
Corn.
Yeah, where's the weed? Where? And then one time
I would steal some sweet corn and eat it right off the stalk.
We stole some weed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know because we were little kids. We didn't know that it wasn't ready and that it was just like leaf and there weren't any buds. And don't pick it yet because it's not ready. And then the next day we were at my friend's house and we were like, oh, let's go play out here. And they're like, oh, our parents said we can't play in the cornfield anymore. It's like, darn it. Figured it out
more
after.
Cornfield.
I can't pick weed and give it to my brother. Because I was like 8. I wasn't smoking weed that much. And I remember when I gave it to him, he dried it in the oven. So it was leaf that wasn't mature, wasn't mm-hmm. ready to smoke, and they dried it in the oven.
Dried it in the oven.
I bet it just gave him a headache.
You could have just put it on some chicken.
The weed?
Yeah.
On the chicken? Like parsley?
Mm-hmm.
Like as a garnishment?
Yeah.
Yeah, garnishments to me mean they take away money, not give me pieces of parsley.
Piece of parsley.
Or is that the same word?
What about a parsley pizza?
Why would they name a nice piece of stuff that you put on a plate to make food look better the same as them taking money away from when you owe a bill. Is that the same word? Am I being confused right now?
It's the same word, but it's a different word. It's a different word, but it's spelled the same.
Garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my garnish.
Mm-hmm.
They garnished the fuck out of my
I
wife.
I think because maybe it means top, because you put the thing on the top or on the side. And
we're taking
thing.
This right off the top.
Yep, they're taking it off the top.
Fuck, you can't take that off the top. Take
or
it off the top.
Or maybe it's the last thing before you get it.
Take it
maybe
off
it means
the top.
It's the last thing done before you get it.
Take it off the top. Did you hear there was a couple people in the last couple months that got hit by trains? One lady was on methamphetamines and got bumped by a train.
She got bumped?
Yeah. Like
bumped?
Well,
how would you get bumped?
She got bumped. Well, she had a gig and she was supposed to go on at 10 and then they bumped her. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she was super slow.
It was slowing down and skidding and going, woo, woo.
Uh-huh.
And she was like going, I'm on meth. Bump. And then,
how big was the bump? Was it like?
It was enough to where they sent her to the doctor to see if she was okay. But
I imagine because, you know, even if a train's going a few miles an hour.
I know.
It's going to bump you a few feet.
And it was near Salem Road or somewhere where railroad tracks down
where's
there.
Where's that at?
In Albany here. It's not in Salem. That's weird, huh?
It was here in town?
You know, yeah, it was in Albany. And then that other girl, like, she was 16 and she got hit and killed by the train. And it turned out that she was, like, lying
but
on
it
the...
But it bumped her, though, right?
No, this one was on the track-a-lacka.
But it bumped her, though,
she
right?
She was lying on the track-a-lacka. It didn't bump her. It fucking squished her. The meth lady got bumped and didn't get hurt or killed.
Mm, the other lady got ran over.
Yeah, 16. She wasn't even a lady yet. It was on her birthday.
Lady.
And now in Auburn, Alabama, just the other day, this lady homeless
in Auburn,
lady,
Alabama,
she fell asleep on the railroad tracks, like
fall asleep
in between the tracks.
In between the tracks.
Why do you sing all my stories?
It's my Bobby Hill trick.
Are you trying to come up with a good song?
Yep.
And then just you never know till you try?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She fell asleep between the tracks.
Yep.
Track-a-lacka.
Track-a-lacka.
She fell asleep between the track-a-lacka, laying on the railroad ties. Train went over her head, and she didn't realize. See, I'm busting.
Yeah, see?
You're inspiring me right now. The cop said she was very fortunate, and I've never seen anything like that. Her slight frame may have kept her from getting injured like a cat. See, now I'm just adding things to make it rhyme. The train went by very quickly. It wasn't like it was a long freight train. It was just two engines and a caboose. And she didn't even wake up because she's insane.
And she's a moose.
She got in trouble, though. Like, she was charged with disorderly conduct for causing a disruption because the train had to be stopped and an ambulance had to be called. And she was charged with public intoxication.
And she died?
No, she didn't even get hurt. She was drunk, passed out, and a train drove over her, and she didn't wake up. But the train's like, there's a lady on the track, Alaka. And then they went over her and because they couldn't stop in time, and she was still sleeping. How wasted. Was she roofied?
She must have been.
She's only 22. Lindsay Horn fell asleep on the railroad track of Lagos.
I don't know. That's
a
probably
lot of
the
those
best thing you can do, though, if a train's going to be going over you, though.
Well, a lot of those cars have low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, not fruit, but you know,
yeah.
Like pieces of chain.
You're not going to try to roll out of the way is not a good way to go.
Like, remember when Jesse from Breaking Bad had to lay on the track-a-lacka when they were stealing the methylamine? And then it was like...
Yep.
Pretty scary.
You'd also have to resist reaching out and trying to grab onto something.
Yeah. Just grab onto something and it would just drag you down the track-a-lacka.
Yep. Or put your arms over your face.
I would just be like... I would be trying to make myself as flat as possible.
How would you do that? Well, if you got ran over by the train, you'd be as flat as possible.
Well, you'd at least have two flat spots where the things ran over top of you. Top of you. I have a friend who lost his leg by getting ran over by a train because he was trying to jump off of it at a slow pace, and then he fell and his leg went under and track-a-lacked his leg off.
The train was going at a slow pace?
Yeah, and he was on the little ladder on the side. He was playing around as a teenager. He was like 13, 14. Mm-hmm.
And it sucked him under there?
Well,
or he just fell underneath?
Yeah, I don't think there was a vacuum of any kind, but they used that terminology. But he jumped off, and then he fell, and his leg went under the train, and whack-a-lacka. His name is Travis Wigger.
So it wasn't like on a ravine? He wasn't jumping into a ravine or into a slanted off? It was just
he
should have
just
like
stayed on the
way.
Train, but it was catching up. It was taking speed, and he was like, oh, he was on crank. He was taking speed. No, the train was picking up speed. Mm-hmm. For a delivery to,
and he knew once it went, once it got up to 30 miles an hour, once it went under 30 miles an hour,
he's fucked.
They would blow up.
That's what happens on trains.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Speed.
Oh, I thought it was 55. Can't go under 55.
I don't know. You mix it up for a new movie.
Speed 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is caught.
Woo!
Oh wait, it was Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves
is caught on a train with Sandra Bullock because they're homeless and they're riding on a freight train. He's like, whoa, is that me? Is that you? He's like, oh, you're Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you an astronaut?
She is now.
I didn't really
She won an award recently for hotness of the last 10 years.
Hotness
of the decade. She said it should be for hot mess of the decade.
That's right. Her pussy's a hot mess. What? Hey, what's in Honda CD player today? I don't know. Can you guess? This is totally giving it away right here.
All right. I'm going to guess Steven Seagal's solo album.
You got It's called Lawman.
Self-titled.
Yeah, Lawman. Steven Seagal, Lawman. Could you imagine getting arrested by Steven Seagal in New Orleans? You'd think that you were on fucking acid or something.
It would not be as weird as being arrested by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, but he's not a cop.
I know, but
Seagal.
That's why it would be weirder.
You got that right. Okay, Hans is actually listening to the album that this song comes from, so that's weird.
What if all police officers had to wear William Shatner masks? So they all look like they're walking around Michael Myers.
Dude, it would be like Halloween.
I know. It'd be creepy if you got pulled over.
It'd be a literal bloodbath. But yeah, Hans listened to the very first Black Sabbath album called Black Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
Including this song, Nib. Nib. Mm.
Didn't the Wizard walk by on that album?
Yeah. He did it with his harmonica solo.
Mm-hmm.
He walked over. And believe it or not, what we were talking about. Who's that dick we were talking about? That redheaded dickhead? Not Carrot Top, but the other one. We talked a lot of
Carrot Top.
Ginger Baker.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about fucking idiot redheads today.
Mm-hmm. Scott
I was
Penerman.
Listening on my turntable to the Blind Faith album that doesn't have a naked 12-year-old on it.
No.
Because they'd banned it already.
Isn't that Jodie Foster?
No, but she's a ginger too. Maybe that was Ginger Baker's daughter.
Maybe.
Because he does a fucking drum solo on that.
Jody Baker.
There's a song called Do What You Like.
Do What You Like.
It's Steve Winwood, Eric Clapton, a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger Baker.
Mm-hmm.
He does a double bass drum solo on that sounds like it belongs in 1978, but it's 1967 or something. So he was an innovator, so he never practiced, but he was an asshole. I think he practiced being an asshole most of all. Yeah, I was listening to some Blind Faith, and maybe that's because me and Pat were talking about how much of a dick Ginger Baker is.
Yeah. He just got to have blind faith in him that he knows what he's doing.
Well, anybody who puts a naked 12-year-old topless child with ample breasts on the cover of their album.
But she was holding a plane, though.
She was holding a plane, but it wasn't covering up her nipples.
I know, but she was holding a plane.
What does that mean? That's blind faith right there.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
It sold records, though, and got them all
banned.
Famous.
Yeah, I guess. Not so much. Well, except for that one bass player. He never went anywhere.
Who, Eric Clapton?
No, the bass player from Blind Faith, and nobody knows his name because he got left behind.
Hmm.
Are you going to go see REO Speedwagon, dude? They're coming to Eugene.
Only if I can dip them in milk.
They now have all different kinds of Oreos.
Dude, I tried ones, and I don't remember what kind they were. They're peppermint.
September 12th, Oreo cookies are coming to the Cuthbert. The Speedwagon cookies. Right before Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Angus Young.
Right. God.
Yep. Angus Young.
All four of them?
No, just Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then Angus Young is opening for him on his first solo tour without Malcolm, who has colon cancer. And
is that all true?
No, just part of it is. Part of it's true, part of it's not. This is called Figure Out What's True, Figure Out What's Not, because Terry Gow lies a lot. just Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
All right.
I just turned that down because I got sick of hearing Ozzy's fucking whining ass. That was pretty good. Hey, you know, I was at my brother's house the other day, and he was watching Malcolm in the Middle.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, there's Bryan Cranston running around in his tidy whities.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like he did in Breaking Bad.
He's always doing that.
Is that his trademark?
Yep.
Did he do that in Godzilla?
Yep. Godzilla did, too.
Ran around in tight white underwear?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me.
Yep.
Well.
They had to put him on him.
This guy from Everett, Washington, which we have friends who live up there, Rebecca Rosander, our good old friend Rebecca. This guy was he was on a chase. He fucking stole an RV, and then he was running around in his underwear just like the dude from Breaking Bad. So he gets out of a Winnebago, and then he runs on foot in his tidy whities.
That reminds me of Winnebago Man.
Yep.
You ever seen that documentary?
Yeah. I have. It's weird. Fucking weird as hell, dude. It's like Corn Dog Man. Have you ever seen that one?
No, but I'd like that one.
Dude, you should watch Corn Dog Man. It's fucking surreal.
Did you know if you Google Corky, it takes you to the Life Goes On page?
That's not funny. You think it's special?
Yep.
You're like a special list, motherfucker.
No, and then he ran through, and that guy, after he found some clothes, it was ladies' clothes, and he put ladies' clothes on.
Who did? Corky?
No, the guy who was running from the cops in his underwear.
In his underwear.
I know. You don't pay attention to something.
I was. Right? You were talking about Bryan Cranston, then you went to a story about underwear, guy running around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's so. And then you were talking about something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a doobie number tubie. We smoked a doobie earlier today. We got a...
You think they were brothers separated at birth?
Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the studio. He said he'd be Bach. I said,
that's funny because twins separated at birth.
I'll be Beethoven.
Did you know that twins was a true story about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito? They are actually, in fact, married.
No, but I did not know that. But I saw Rita DeVito on Law and Order the other day. It was a
Law and Order.
And that's when I convinced my stepmom that Rhea Dia DeVito
mm-hmm.
is not only Danny DeVito's wife, but it's Ronnie James Dio's sister.
Yeah, but they're divorcing, aren't they?
Yeah, but you can't divorce your brother, especially when he's dead, so she'll always be Rhea Dio.
No, I meant her and...
DeVito, yeah. So now she's just back to her mm-hmm. Rhea Dio.
Mm-hmm.
She's the real deal, Rhea Dio. Yeah. Rhea Dio is the real deal. And she can throw up a devil horn just as good as any Ronnie James Dio.
God damn, I watched What the Fuck Was That Show the other day.
Oh, I've seen that. That's good. It's called What the Fuck Was That Show?
Always Funny in Philadelphia.
Always Funny? Yeah.
In Philadelphia, okay, right?
Was it the same episode you always seen?
God damn fucking Flipadelphia one.
Well, don't flip out.
I will flip out, dude. I've seen that one at least 10 times, and I've only seen the show maybe 25 times.
Really?
Yeah.
That is weird. It's like whenever I watch Workaholics, it's the same episode.
That's because they only have one episode of that show.
Dude, they got five seasons.
You ever watch Black Ninja?
No.
Black Ninja.
I'm not racist. I don't watch that shit.
Did you hear about Calvin and Hobbes, a fan? Are you a Calvin and Hobbes fan?
I piss
you
on like Calvin and Hobbes. I like the stickers that I see on cars of him peeing on different things.
Oh, yeah.
But I used to read some Calvin and Hobbes when I was a kid.
He came out of retirement secretly.
I thought you were going to say the closet for a fucking second.
He came out of the retirement.
You ever try running from a gay tiger?
He drew for someone else's cartoon.
What?
Yep.
He's two-timing.
Yep. Pearls of Swine. Is that a cartoon?
It is.
Yep. They did a crossover.
I thought it kind of looked like that. Just kidding. I don't read enough.
That's what people said. People speculated and then turned out to be true.
That's what the fucking comic crossovers do.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. That's what they say.
They build the bus.
They don't do that, but they always do it. You built a bus? Whoa, dude, what's that?
A buzz.
Seriously, is that you?
No.
What the fuck was that? Did you just get a message on your phone?
I don't have service.
You got wireless.
Nope. I don't get anything.
Get Facebook on your phone, don't you?
I don't have that page open.
I don't care. You still get notifications.
Nope. Not what? If you don't get service.
But you have wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I have a phone that doesn't have service, and I use it for my wireless stuff. Like, if my fucking phone's dead, yep. Then I get my other phone out, and I can still go to Facebook.
But I don't get... I'd have to go to that webpage in a web browser application.
It doesn't come notifications on your phone?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't have service.
But you do.
The notifications were text messages. I don't have text messages.
Not that kind of notification. I mean like a Facebook notification on your Facebook app. You don't have a Facebook app?
Not one that sends notifications every time I get a message.
Dude, are you kidding around? You don't get notifications of your notifications?
Mm-mm.
Like when someone you're
I can
following...
can turn them off.
Well, I know you can. That must be why sometimes you don't answer my messages for a long time, because you don't get them. Until you see them. Until you open up your Facebook. See, mm-hmm. I get a thing on my phone, and it comes across the top bar, and it says Facebook icon, and then I pull it down.
Yeah, I don't
says,
get any of that.
You got a message from Dust Gatch.
I got to go to the webpage.
Quit saying
on
that.
On my phone, or my computer, or my face.
Your face?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right. Yep. Have you heard of that new social media site, Slapface?
No, did you just make it up?
Yep.
I heard more a little bit about Snapchat, which is already old news.
What is Snapchat? That's where you snap.
You can post a picture,
and then you chat about it.
No, it only stays there for 15 seconds. You can chat about it. It's deleted after 15 seconds.
I don't get it.
People use it a lot to send dick pics and clit pics and tit pics.
Yeah, but you could still save it if you did a screen grab, couldn't you?
If you're quick enough on the 15 seconds.
Come on. I could save money on car insurance in that time.
I just saved 15% on my car in fucking the same time it took me to get a clit pic on my Snapchat.
Okay, so you got Snapchat, right, and it stays, but then you got to keep refreshing, because if you don't refresh every 15 seconds, you missed a message, right?
I'm not sure how it works. I know that my 15-year-old daughter talked about it for a while, then I found out it was a lot for dick and clit pics, and I'm like, why is my 16-year-old daughter getting clit dick pics? Oh, look, it's dog dick lipstick guy. Clit pic. Have you ever got a clit pic?
Mm-mm.
I saw a clip pick on Craigslist.
For 15 seconds.
A 15-second
clip
pick? Yeah, that automatically deletes. Yeah. You're like, oh, here's Bill Clinton's dick. Delete. Why would you want to see that? Why did you say that? I don't know.
Greg Oden would have been happier with Snapchat then. But doesn't it still save to your phone? It only stays on their server for 15 seconds, right?
I think if you happen to, like, push save on your... Did you do it? Was that an editing thing you just did? If you push click on save within the 15 seconds, I think you could save it, but...
I don't do that. Mine don't do that.
Why not? I don't understand. I think there's something digitally... That just blew our cover, dude. See, I'm at my house and he's at his house. This whole thing has been conducted via Skype. And it's lagging sometimes. And then it speeds up. He likes my active... How can someone like my active... Oh! What? Okay, check this fucking shit out. Have you seen this new thing? Like, I posted a picture of me and Jason Moser and Lance and Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, hey, it puts a square around faces because it recognized faces. And it says, tag these people. You want to tag your friends?
Yep.
Then it can recognize the faces. It says, is this Jason Moser? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Lance Steele? Yeah. How'd you know? It didn't know who Ron was, though, because he hasn't succumbed to the fucking Facebook bullshit. But now it's got facial picture recognition to where if it sees your picture and it matches close to your pictures on your fucking profile picture.
What if it wasn't you, though?
You could
now it's going to recognize people in the background on the pictures that you put on there?
Yeah, check it out. I posted a picture of me from 2000 with my niece, and it said, is that Verna Stackhouse? No. It's not my fucking wife's aunt. It's my niece from 10 years ago who was like 23 and Verna Stackhouse is fucking 60. I know.
Now you can't look at it the same now, can you?
Now you're my wife's aunt and you're actually my brother's daughter. What? Yep. How can my brother's daughter be my wife's aunt?
I'll tell you how.
How? Facebook.
Those things
that's
happen.
Why. And so
no,
what was my
a
point?
Family reunion.
Yeah. Fuck them. They can go fuck each other.
Yep.
Just kidding, Verna and Mindy. But no, at the beginning of the show, I played that song by Splintered Throne. Remember we were talking about Jason Moser's band? Yeah, and you said it reminded you of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, now,
Splintered Throne.
Then all of a sudden it comes up and it says, Jason Moser likes your activity on Reverb Nation. I'm like, what, it told him that I played the song? Then I go to my Facebook and it says, Terry and Dana Guile played a song on Reverb Nation. I did not agree to have that shared. What if I have a guilty pleasure of going and listening to the first ABBA demo?
You got to go and turn off that notification. That's why you never allow notifications when you go through one of those apps that says, you want to share what you share on your Facebook.
I'm just going to start.
And you go, no.
I'm going to just start putting them all on Flames' page.
You should.
Because he has two Facebooks now. I think somebody hacked you, bro. No, I'm just kidding. I'm lying. I'm kidding. I'm kidding and lying at the same time. Alrighty, what else do I got to talk about? One more thing, maybe two, before we get out of here.
What are you talking about?
How you doing, Hans, buddy? Do you like Nicolas Cage movies, Hans?
How many Nicolas Cage movies do you like?
I like four.
Four? Can you name them all in order?
Of likeness?
No, of just alphabetical.
Oh, alphabetically speaking? No, I can't
list four things alphabetical?
I can, but I can't think of my four favorite Nicolas Cage movies right off the top of my head. But I saw this story about a guy who really thinks that Nicolas Cage is a douchebag. And so for his 30th birthday, his friend printed off like 300 pictures of Nicolas Cage's face and then stuck them to everything in his whole house, including like eggs and like little pictures, big pictures.
That takes a long
And then I found out that there was a Google Chrome extension program that can actually, if you go to Facebook and you've been... This thing's been put on your computer. It changed all the profile pics to different Nicolas Cage pictures. So when you go on Facebook and see your friends list, everybody's picture is a different Nicolas Cage picture. And the dude was like, what's happening? Is it Nicolas Cage Day? And he's asking everybody why they had Nicolas Cage as their profile pic.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, what are you talking about? Because they didn't. But there was this Google Chrome extension application that had been installed on his computer when he wasn't looking. And then every page he went to that was social media that had icons for your friends, they were all different pictures of Nicolas Cage.
Dude, that would freak you out.
I know. And then he goes in his house and there's Nicolas Cage pictures everywhere. I fucking hate Nicolas Cage.
That wouldn't be good, though.
What's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Mine?
The Weatherman?
No, I like...
Like see how long it takes you to get fucking...
The Rock.
No.
Really? Sure.
Seriously?
Sure.
That's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Name a better one.
I can't.
All right, then.
Oh, wait. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Does that count as a Nicolas Cage movie? No, that's a Sean Penn movie. Kinda. But he was in it. So does it have to be a Nicolas Cage movie, like, he's the star.
Yeah, it's a Nicolas Cage movie. Rat Times of Richmond High was
a Sean Penn movie.
No, he wasn't the main character, was he? Who's the main character? Fast Times.
It was Brad or Ratner?
She was the.
Or the girls.
Dude was
Brad
trying to get lucky, right?
Brad, Judge Reinhold.
No, the dorky little dude.
Ratner.
Sure.
He wasn't the main character. Yeah, that was his name on the show.
Okay, then who was?
Fucking Spicoli, dude.
Was he? If it was from his point of view?
Hey, bud, let's party.
I didn't follow him the whole time. He was barely even...
Okay, listeners, what do you think? What was Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Who was first billed?
The guy from ER.
George Clooney?
No. The other guy.
Mr. Hand?
No.
Ron Howard?
Anthony Edwards.
Judge Reinhold?
Anthony Edwards, dude. ER. What is wrong with you? Come on, what's your top four Nicolas Cage movies?
Oh, my top four Nicolas Cage movies?
Did you forget what
Tornado.
We were talking? What?
Joe versus the Volcano.
Those are number nine.
Suburbia. Yeah. And Witches of Eastwick.
Are you going to be serious or are you going to be...
I can't think of four...
I think one of my favorites is the one he did with Dennis Hopper called Red Rock West. Remember that one?
Red Rock West?
Don't talk like that. What about Valley Girl?
Red Rock West?
Raising Arizona?
Yeah, that one's all right.
Peggy Sue Got Married? Moonstruck?
Come on. I don't watch Cher movies.
Honeymoon in Vegas? Leaving Las Vegas? Wild at Heart, come on, Weatherman, Lord of War, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
I haven't seen.
What about Kick-Ass, Ghost Rider? What about The Knowing? What about The Life of David Gale?
Lemonade Gale?
Shadow of the Vampire.
What is Lemonade Gale?
The Life of David Gale. That's an excellent movie. Want to borrow it? It's fucking
Lemonade
Kevin Spacey.
Gale?
Life of David Gale.
Hmm.
What about Face Off with fucking Travolta?
Yeah, that one's kind of cheesy, though.
National Treasure?
Never watched it.
How about Adaptation?
Yeah, that one was all right. All right, I'll give that one up there. I'll put that one in there.
How about Backdoor Sluts 9? That was in a lull in his career, right after Wild at Heart. What about The Wicker Man?
No.
No?
No, I did love his movie World Trade Center.
He played the criminal mastermind Dr. Fu Manchu in Rob Zombie's fake trailer for Werewolf Women of the SS.
What?
You heard me. Do I have to say that again?
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen a lot of his movies. I saw Kick-Ass, I guess.
I didn't
see any of his Season of the Witch, Drive, Angry, Seeking Justice, Trespasser, Ghost Rider, Frozen Ground, Dirk-Arav, or Pay the Ghost, or National Treasure 3 I've not seen.
Okay. That makes
because
sense.
Because it hasn't come out.
Yeah, but you could have got a sneak peek.
Why is he driving angry, though?
Because he got fired by Mrs. Daisy. Wait, Miss Daisy. Don't beat me, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, I didn't see anything after Face Off. I haven't seen anything he's been in after Face Off.
You never saw The Weatherman?
Nope. I never saw that.
Weatherman wasn't actually that bad.
I saw Adaptation.
Okay, quit lying then.
That was the only other one I saw.
You know where liars go?
Pants on fire.
Liars go to hell!
Dude, he's been in 20 movies since then.
He gets $20 million per movie, so do the math.
And he spends it all on comic books.
What?
The Con Air, The Rock. He was in that one movie.
Oh, I know.
Red Rock West. Remember that one?
Dude, I just mentioned that. That was actually good. Those other ones are pieces of shit. And that's just my opinion.
Remember when he was in that Amos and Andy movie?
With Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
No. Is that true?
He played Amos Odell in Amos and Andrew.
With Sam Jackson?
I think it was.
I don't remember that.
It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, fuck, how could I not remember that? when I said it.
I don't know.
I must actually subliminally remember it because I ate like 4 Ambien today.
Yep.
For lunch. I'm on an Ambien diet. Whenever I get hungry, I just eat 4 Ambiens. And then I go drive around in my car sleeping, making sandwiches and fucking people that aren't my wife. It'll get you in trouble, is what I'm saying. Don't do heroin or Ambien.
What if you did them both? Do they cancel each other out?
No. You get even more fucked up. You'll go fuck somebody who's not your wife and then make a phone call and then nod out and then have like a $400 cell phone bill because you had an 85-minute call to Thailand trying to line up a hooker that you're not even going to be able to get to because you're in America, but you're on Ambien and heroin and you don't know where you're at. That happened to me 3 times last week.
What if it was just for phone sex from the hooker?
It's not that fun. You said fun sex?
Yep. Did you know Artie Lang auditioned for the role of Milton on Office Space?
I wouldn't give him his stapler back. He's not like desperate enough.
No.
Now, if he was the Artie Lang of today, who's all fat, bloated, mm-hmm. gray, and fucking off drugs,
mm-hmm.
I'd give him his stapler. And he should have that role. Like, if they rebooted Office Space and brought it back, they'd have, like, Seth Rogen play. Yeah, just the guy that laughs all the time.
So does that mean the other guy would have to be Jonah Hill?
Right.
Don't they have to be in every movie together now?
I'm going to go ahead and have to ask you to come in on Saturday, like 9, and then stay till Sunday at 9.
What great. If Carrot Top was that guy?
I still want to see Carrot Top and Tom Green kick Ricky and Bubbles' ass in the SwearNet movie. Haven't got to see that yet.
Is that in there?
Yep.
Is that a movie?
SwearNet is a movie, yes.
But Carrot Top is in there?
Yeah, you're good. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Is Carrot Top in there?
Yeah, and Tom Green, and they kick Bubbles and Ricky.
What about Gene Simmons?
Nope. He's not in it. I don't think the trailer.
What about Gene Wilder?
Nope. I think he's dead, isn't he?
What about Michael J. Fox?
He's a little too shaky.
He's a Canadian.
Well, I know, but he was going to be their camera guy, but it was just shaky.
If a Canadian is from Canada...
See, I think you hit it too many times now.
If a Canadian is from Canada, you call him a Canadian.
No, if a comedian's from Canada, you call him a Canuck.
A Canadian.
There's a lot of good comedians from Canada.
Name one.
Mike Myers. Stop it.
Dude, I can't hear myself.
Well, I can.
All right, then.
I think it's just your ear, dude.
What about Dave Foley?
Coutier or whatever you're calling him?
No, Foley.
I don't
Dave know. Foley.
Yeah, there's tons.
What about Sinbad?
I have no idea anything about Sinbad.
Dude, he's got a special coming on. It's Comedy Central. You going to watch it?
No, I don't think I am.
When do you think you first got the name Sinbad?
I have no idea anything. When do I think he got it? Probably early in his career. That's about as vague of an answer.
Yeah, I think it came way before his career got going.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it probably was a nickname when he was a kid.
Well, I don't care about Sinbad.
Come on, dude. He's Sinbad, dude. Don't you wonder how the hell Sinbad became Sinbad?
Nope. I don't care about Sinbad.
Wasn't Sinbad a pirate?
No, he was a bad comedian.
No, he was a pirate originally, though, wasn't he?
Well, there was a movie about Sinbad and the fucking...
He was a sailor.
Yeah, Sinbad the Sailor.
I'm Sinbad the Sailor Man. Toot, toot.
I live in a garbage can.
Yep.
Toot, toot.
Yep.
Okay, you guys, have a good weekend.
Please. Yeah, go and watch some Sinbad.
Don't, dude. Why?
Why not? He's got tax issues just like everyone else.
Watch the Tracy Morgan special because he needs to get out of the coma that he's in.
All right, watch them back to back. Watch them at the same time. They sync up and their jokes tell each other.
They tell each other and they're racist against each other too because whites hate black people.
What?
Or what?
Telly Savalas isn't in this.
No, he's bald though. Who said anything about Telly Savalas?
He's 7-Up.
I thought you were talking about the Kodiak Bear, not Kojak.
No, 7-Up.
7-Up what?
Yours.
Up your butt. This has gotten weird now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but you chose Sinbad.
Why are you talking about Sinbad?
For Sinbad the Sailor in order to stand out in the entertainment industry.
Just please disregard any statements that are coming out about Sinbad.
Did he beat Dennis Miller on Star Search?
I beat Dennis Miller on Star Search.
Oh, you did? With a rubber stick?
No, with my penis. It was called a hang job.
He was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. You're Dennis Miller was. No. He was with Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah, Guy Fieri.
Why do you put
Guy Fetal Cheese?
You put names. You put T's in everybody's name.
That's his name.
You call me Terry Guidel.
His name isn't Guy Fiero.
You're like, oh,
he
you know
just
Dave
drives Coot- one.
You know Dave Coutelier? Hi, I'm Terry Guidel, and this is Dustin Gatchel. Oh, your name does have a T in it. That's
I think right. We should start collecting Fieros.
Go to tagcastpodcast.com. You can collect Fieros there.
All right.
Fetal cheese. That's what's on the new pizza that we're not plugging anymore. No, give us money.
Eat it anyway.
Donate is what it says, and that's what you do when you do it. Go to our PayPal and give us a dollar.
Donate.
Or come to my shows and give me money like Pierre.
Yeah, but that works too.
Don't pee in my air.
No pee in the air unless you're on Twitter.
What is today? The 15th? 13th. It's Friday the 13th and we didn't even mention it. Something bad's going to happen. Okay.
Boo!
Something bad's gonna happen to you today.
I'm gonna do some Hank Hills. Boo!
Propane sex accessories. All right, you guys. Peace out.
Rock on.
See you on Monday, maybe, if you send us money and metal.
Hey.